Yeah, it was a great honor for Carl and Charlene Wittenberg. Carl was the national, or is the National Turkey Federation chairman, and so one of his responsibilities as national chairman is to present the National Thanksgiving Turkey to the president. And so that event happened yesterday, and unfortunately, I wasn't able to be there. They were limited on space, and since I'd attended the ceremony a couple times in the past, we let actually some of the parents of the 4-H'ers to make sure that they got in. So it was a great event. The weather cooperated, and more importantly, the bird cooperated. That's what we're always concerned about, making sure the bird is well-behaved.
You know, I've been learning over the last few weeks, it's not just pick two birds and go. There's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, and yeah, there certainly is. And this year, we and Carl and Charlene engaged four or five 4-H members from Douglas County, which is actually the birthplace of Minnesota 4-H, so that's pretty neat. And those five girls took every week. They were out there, and actually at least one of them was out every day for the last month or so, helping to get the birds acclimated to noise and distractions and lights and being handled by people. And ultimately, that's what that type of performance is what determined which two birds made the trip out to D.C.
Steve, when it comes to just strictly bottom-lining promotion side of things for turkey, I mean, you can't get a bigger promotion than this here.
No, there's certainly a lot of attention drawn to it, and that's where we get involved with the Minnesota Turkey Growers Association is to help. It's a vehicle to help get the message out there about how we raise birds and all the care that goes into it by the farmers, but also, you know, the food safety, and it's another, it helps to amplify that volume of how do people prepare turkeys on Thanksgiving, because that's something we find often that people they don't prepare that whole bird as often, and so they're not sure how to do it.
Steve, when it comes to Thanksgiving, a lot of folks think turkey. What are you guys doing as a organization to promote turkey, you know, all year long in different events and just being a part of their regular nutritional kind of plan, too?
Yeah, we do it twofold. One is that we created a series of videos called The Day in the Life of a Turkey Farmer. And, again, it's ultimately to show people what happens inside those barns and have farmers themselves explain what they do, why they do it, how they do it. And then with respect to the nutritional and just turkey products, you know, June is National Turkey Lovers Month, and you know we know it's Dairy Lovers Month too, but Turkey Lovers Month. And so that's given us an opportunity to promote, especially grilling, whether it's tenderloins or ground turkey. And then at the Minnesota State Fair, that's another big activity for us to have some contact with consumers and provide them with recipe ideas. Again, it's something people are always looking for, new ways to prepare foods, and turkey is very versatile, and so that's one of the most important messages we get out.
You know, Steve, I just spoke to a grower near Cosmos yesterday, and just for folks who maybe for some reason misplaced the idea, but boy, when it comes to turkey, Minnesota here, we're the top spot, aren't we?
We are. Minnesota raises 46 million birds annually, and we are number one in turkey production in the United States. We've got about 450 growers, and the growers are spread across the state. So we've got a pocket of growers up in Roseau, Minnesota. And then we also have growers, you know, certainly in the Stearns County and in Kandy Ohi County, but also down in South Central and Southeastern Minnesota.
What are some of the responses? I mean, I saw you had a chance to attend down with Governor Dayton at the Capitol, and folks are maybe unfamiliar. Turkeys can be a little intimidating, can't they, Steve?
They can be, and I think it's one of those that, you know, especially when you get a bird that's that big, yet make people kind of step back, and especially if you're not used to working with animals. And so one of the things that we try to make sure that the bird is prepared and will behave. And of course, media has a different goal in mind with that. They would rather see something go wrong so they get that photo opportunity.